We'll come back to Spain shortly, but David Chato, your last book, Au Revoir Europe, quoted one of David Cameron's speeches. It is a precious thing. It is about our history, our values, our shared identity, our joint place in the world. He's talking there about the United Kingdom in the light of the upcoming Scottish referendum, now rather closer than when he said it. But you do question why no British politician now talks about Europe in those terms as precious or valued.
That's right. And coming back to the island question, it's one of the things that Cameron made a great play of in his big speech about the European Union, that Britain had the mentality of an island nation, that our geography shapes our psychology. And I think what he was really talking about there was this feeling of independence that we have from the continent, and was really being polite about not mentioning the historical reasons, which is basically we won the war. And it's not polite for Cameron to mention this in a speech about the European Union, but this has conditioned our whole...
You can see that might not be a good opening line, but...
This has conditioned our whole response to the European Union.
You're also reflecting that there is a sense of never really wanting to say, we value this membership, we value, as Linda's example of the Russian doll identity, that a European identity is part of it, or at least for some people is part of being British, but it's kind of avoided by the political class.
We've never really embraced the idea that we are citizens of Europe or citizens of the EU, which was something that was introduced in the Maastricht Treaty, of course. And it was this reluctance to be part of Europe that is fundamentally caused our problems with our relationship, because it meant that we didn't really believe that Europe would come to exist as an entity when it was first considered, when it first got going. We avoided taking part at the start, and we allowed the other countries to set it up in a way that wasn't really conducive to the British view of how an intergovernmental organisation should work. And so by the time we came around to the idea, through pragmatic reasons, that we should take part, because our economy was in crisis, the Commonwealth was no longer functioning as a market for us to do business with, and Europe was booming. We weren't really able to accept that we had a European destiny out of a passion for Europe, but out of a pragmatism to sort of save our economy.
Segment 1.
We'll come back to Spain shortly, but David Chato, your last book, Au Revoir Europe, quoted one of David Cameron's speeches. It is a precious thing. It is about our history, our values, our shared identity, our joint place in the world. He's talking there about the United Kingdom in the light of the upcoming Scottish referendum, now rather closer than when he said it. But you do question why no British politician now talks about Europe in those terms as precious or valued.
That's right. And coming back to the island question, it's one of the things that Cameron made a great play of in his big speech about the European Union.
Segment 2.
That Britain had the mentality of an island nation, that our geography shapes our psychology. And I think what he was really talking about there was this feeling of independence that we have from the continent, and was really being polite about not mentioning the historical reasons, which is basically we won the war. And it's not polite for Cameron to mention this in a speech about the European Union, but this has conditioned our whole...
You can see that might not be a good opening line, but...
This has conditioned our whole response to the European Union.
You're also reflecting that there is a sense of never really wanting to say, we value this membership.
Segment 3.
We value, as Linda's example of the Russian doll identity, that a European identity is part of it, or at least for some people is part of being British, but it's kind of avoided by the political class.
We've never really embraced the idea that we are citizens of Europe or citizens of the EU, which was something that was introduced in the Maastricht Treaty, of course. And it was this reluctance to be part of Europe that is fundamentally caused our problems with our relationship, because it meant that we didn't really believe that Europe would come to exist as an entity when it was first considered, when it first got going. We avoided taking part at the start. And we allowed the other countries to set it up in a way that wasn't really conducive to the British view of how an intergovernmental organisation should work.
Segment 4.
And so by the time we came around to the idea, through pragmatic reasons that we should take part, because our economy was in crisis, the Commonwealth was no longer functioning as a market for us to do business with, and Europe was booming. We weren't really able to accept that we had a European destiny out of a passion for Europe, but out of a pragmatism to sort of save our economy.